Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild...
Here comes Ramos! This game is over!
All the weird...
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
...that makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, that has to be the least believable piece of audio of the day today.
Yeah, some point blank.
Yeah, and I mean, here's the thing. We are, what, 2.5 weeks, basically, from his buyout going from $10 million. June 1st, Belichick's buyout goes from $10 million to $1 million. If you're UNC, don't you just write the check?
Yes,
haven't
sir.
You seen enough here?
Mike, I think the better question is, at ACC Media Days or whatever this is, the fact that you have to answer the question of how much influence does your girlfriend have with football should tell you everything you need to know. In question that I never thought I would get answered or asked or answered at a Media Day, that one. How much? And he has to come out and say she'll have nothing to do with football. Yes, you write the check. You have a countdown clock in the office until all of a sudden it goes from $10 million to $1 million.
Well, the problem too, and this is, and again, it's always been this way to a certain element with college football primarily, that this wasn't anything that Bubba Cunningham wanted. This isn't what North Carolina Athletics wanted. This was a couple of boosters who got all bricked up on Cialis, and they wanted Bill Belichick.
It was
the
Deion effect.
They paid the freight, right. So the problem is Deion's not 73.
No.
Deion's not having some late-stage crisis.
No.
And
Deion actually had a Heisman Trophy winner in Travis Hunter and his son.
Well, there you go.
He had players where you could at least showcase the players. There's nothing to showcase, but North Carolina knew because of Bill Belichick, you're going to be on TV for those first 4 weeks. Joel Klatt, those guys will be trying to do your game, the interview, and hey, coach, how's it feel to be in college type of thing? You don't have a product. So good luck with that.
So here's the question. Does Bill Belichick coach a game at North Carolina? Do you think when the season opens up, he's their coach? I'm not telling you I have the strongest opinion on this. I just think there has to be conversations going on where people look around the room and go, we didn't bargain for this. At no point did I imagine 24-year-old cheerleader girlfriend with a lanyard storming the sidelines of the practice fields. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Nor did I see the CBS interview going the way it went when Bill Belichick was turned into Ray Liotta at the end of Hannibal, eating his own brain. Like, there's a certain element to this where you look around and go, wait, what did we buy here? And if the buyout goes from 10 to 1, do you push the button and just get out of this? Because let's be fair. To say that college football has become a young man's game would be the understatement of the year, mm-hmm. right? You have a 73-year-old coach. He wasn't a long-term solution anyways.
Right. And unless you thought his kid was going to be the heir apparent.
Oh, for God's sakes. What, Captain Funnyface?
Mike, this was a novelty act. This was just, hey, we want to be relevant, so let's just do something. It's working in Colorado. They get a ton of attention, and maybe we'll get players who want to play for Bill Belichick. That all went out the window when they were like, well, who's in charge here? Is it you or is it your girlfriend?
Rico, you said something very smart last week when you said, we don't even know who's on their roster. And I get it. Being in the news, it's great. Good or bad, most sometimes, right? It's great. They're getting talked about. Bill Belichick's in the news. But this is bad news. This is weird news. And the problem that I have and why I believe he will not coach there is because they went to the circus and now the animals are going crazy. Running all over the place, doing whatever they want to do. And it's like, oh, we got to get out of this. Yeah. That's what I feel. You're right, Mike. They're going to have to say, you know what? This is not what we signed up for. Bye-bye.
I don't think he coaches a game in North Carolina. I think maybe they try to save face and it'll be, oh, some health concern or do whatever. But I don't think it's going to happen. it can't. If you're North Carolina, you want to be taken seriously because you're a joke right now. Every other team is just, it's easy to recruit against you. Like, well, you know, hey, if the girlfriend walks in one day and says she wants a new quarterback, guess what, son? You're going to get benched.
It's one of the most bizarre stories of the year. But then Rico's right. You see the video on the monitor, but you also had Jeremy in his update. The fact that you're asking the head coach, what power, what role does your girlfriend play in North Carolina football? I'd be mortified if I were a booster. Or if I were even better, someone in that athletic department who got railroaded by said boosters, this was not a project that they wanted.
How about just the whole, she got banned and then got full access in 4 hours last week. Oh, she's going to be banned from football. Wait a minute. Actually, she's not. She has full access to everything. She is a distraction. And I don't know the young lady. She could be a fine person. But to North Carolina football, she is a distraction. Okay. I don't know her.
Okay, you don't need to. Any 24-year-old who shacks up with a 73-year-old, you've lost the good person card. Okay? Stop. I mean, at best.
Maybe Belichick is funny.
At best, you are emotionally and mentally unstable. And at worst,
maybe Belichick is funny and she's got major grandpa issues.
I commend you for trying to be nice.
Yeah, I know, but there was no reason for it.
I don't want to come across as slandering the young lady.
She's done enough on her own. I think you're covered.
I'm just saying. Looks like, seems like, feels like.
Yeah, great. You know what also was a real scene? Bill Belichick, 73 years old, at a pageant contest.
Yeah.
If you're a grandpa, that's acceptable. Not for your girlfriend.
The problem is this. This, I believe, has just killed his legacy. He went from being the smartest coach, and then it was the whole, was it Belichick? Was it Brady? Well, Brady went on and kept winning. You didn't. Team had to get rid of you. You went to college. Okay, I'm going to win at college, something Brady didn't, and you're not even going to get that chance. Right. Now you're known for your girlfriend. People are going to know you for that, and they're going to forget about all the good stuff that you did.
Such a weird story. David, you can get the ticket text, and then I've got something fun. I want to do a study in artificial intelligence on one of my favorite topics. I'll explain, but go ahead, David.
Imagine this was a coach in Detroit in one of our local colleges. We want that guy fired yesterday. There's no way he is there week one. That is Milo from St. Clair Shores.
I can't imagine it. Although, no, I could, because if this was happening at Michigan, the media would say what a great idea it is and how Jordan had really revolutionized Michigan football and how it had, no. Actually, the bathwater drinkers, they'd find a way to make this into a positive.
You know what, Mike?
You know it's true.
I don't have the bell around. Yeah, fair. Yes. You win.
If it happened at State, forget it. Oh, my God. Please, first of all,
you went from Tucker to him?
Right, I'd be killing the team, but then forget it. The media, ESPN would be parked in the football building parking lot.
Paula, get your frequent flyer miles ready.
It would be an insanity. Go ahead, David.
Someone says, yeah, this North Carolina thing seems like a script from a movie or some Netflix show. It makes no sense.
No,
he David, can't be there anymore.
David, it doesn't, because I'll tell you this. If anybody in a script writing class that I had turned this in, it would be filled with red marks. Do better.
Someone else says, bunch of haters. Do your thing, Bill. None of you would turn that down. You're a bunch of liars. Drew on 94. It's not even.
Drew, you're missing the entire point. Do yourself a favor. Take your right hand, which isn't on the wheel, and place it there. You're thinking with the wrong head, bro. You're not a 73-year-old Hall of Fame head football coach embarrassing and soiling your legacy in the name of Punani.
Right.
What are we talking about, Drew?
Right.
What are we talking about, Drew?
It's the life lesson that I give my nephew all the time. You'll become a man when you turn down less.
Right. Hey, Drew, if Bill was at bowling league and a 24-year-old cheerleader who, I don't know, had some daddy issues, wanted to shack up, that's Bill's prerogative. When you are the CEO of a prestigious university's football program and you have 8 million Super Bowl rings, you're the most famous coach in history. No, it's kind of a weird thing. It's odd,
unless,
to say the least.
Unless she's saying, I want to introduce you to my mom.
That? Who's younger than you?
Still. Uh-oh. Okay. If mom is coming in at 54, okay, great. This? No. But whoever that texter is, yeah, both hands on the wheel.
Please.
Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild...
Here comes Ramos! This game is over!
All the weird...
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
...that makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so first things first. If you're looking for our reaction to the wild NBA lottery, Odyssey.com Rewind, we opened with it. We then talked about how everything that took place both on and off the court last night, the Pistons were a huge winner. Talk timeline moves. I want to have a little fun with you guys. So all the rage now is this talk about AI, artificial intelligence, right? It's on your phone and it's going to take human jobs. And Kenny runs around. He thinks it's going to be iRobot soon enough. The point is, that is a topic I hate. The AI thing, I detest it. My favorite thing is retro logos. So I saw, I don't want to say a study, but it was an interesting AI generated. It was letting artificial intelligence rank the top 25 retro logos. You're out there in listener land. I mean, let's face it, whether it's the Wolverines when they wear their fun, you see the gear now that has the Wolverine with his little hat on.
The sailor hat, yeah.
Ralph Sparty, or hey, we all love the Lions retro logo. Retro logos are, I don't know, I think there's something really, really cool about it. I've always loved it. So what I wanted to do is this. Evan, Kenny, David, you. You guys each select your five favorite retro logos. And I want to see if artificial intelligence and human intelligence have any commonality here. I have the list, and here's what I will tell you. Seven of these are from one sport in the professional four. Seven. Mm. One of these, one singular of these, is a college logo that if anybody gets this, I would tell you you're getting lunch for a month. Okay? One of these is in an other category, meaning it's not the Big Four and it's not college.
Was it soccer?
I can't tell you that.
Okay.
Strike that from the record. Is everyone ready?
Yeah.
Whoever gets the most of these gets lunch tomorrow. And that might be one. This is not easy when you're thinking about all four pro sports, all colleges, plus plus. If any of you get one of these on the board, I'm proud of you. I think if you broaden your horizons, everybody can get one.
Okay.
AI versus human intelligence.
Why's everybody got to talk about AI? It's all about AI.
Practice. Right, here we go. All right. This is per DraftKings AI ranking, the top 25 throwback team logos. Why don't we start with Rico Beard? What is your first guess?
My first guess, my favorite throwback retro logo, the Houston Oilers.
What's considered retro, by the way? Just old?
Yes.
Not the current? Okay.
The Houston Oilers did not.
This is fake news.
Okay, wow. All right.
It's a nothing logo.
It's an oil derrick and pastel.
It's the powder blue derrick.
It's a color is all it is.
Artificial intelligence says you're
it
stupid.
It doesn't know what it's talking about.
Okay, all okay. Right, all right.
We can't trust AI.
No. A lot of intelligence. All right, Kenny Cott.
Yeah.
I have a feeling you'll be hockey centric.
I will, but I'll start football with this one, the old school green Philadelphia Eagle.
It did not make the list. 0 for 2, AI says, you're a dummy. Over to Hatchet.
Well, I'm going to go hockey. I'm going to go the old Gordon Fisherman New York Islander logo.
This isn't the 25 worst logos of all time. This is the best.
Oh, I love that logo.
Then you were the one. Congratulations.
We found it.
People hate. I love that logo.
Okay. Evan
Jenkins. It's not on the list.
Okay. No. Evan Jenkins, Lord of Apparel.
Yes. I have to take this logo because I thought it was already going to be selected by the hockey guy, and that is the Mighty Ducks.
It is not on the list. I'm telling you, you guys have missed an obvious one from the world of hockey. That's all I'm saying. We go back to Rico Beard in his Crayola Caribbean Green hoodie.
So I'll just round out the hockey and say the Hartford Whalers.
Rico Beard, AI says you're intelligent. The number 3 ranked retro logo.
That according little W?
It's a whale's tail into a W in beautiful Kelly green and navy blue. Over to Kenneth Cott. Number 3. Good job by you. Kenny.
I'm going to go the old Arizona Coyotes logo. The Kachina Coyote.
It did not make the list. And nor should it.
As he was saying it, I'm like, there's no chance.
And I think Art Deco Coyote.
It was awesome.
We probably hit our quota for hockey logos.
I don't think so. Oh. Over to Hatchet Man.
I'm going to go with the old Tampa Bay Buccaneers Pirates.
Guess what? You're a smart man. Number 18 on the top 25 and get it right. His name was Bruce the Buccaneer.
Bruce the Buccaneer, yes.
I wish they'd bring it back. I love that thing. Over to Evan Jenkins.
There's 3 of them here. I'm going to go with the Charlotte Hornets.
It is not on the list.
Come on, man. Buzz City?
I'll give you a hint. There's only one logo in the top 25 that features teal.
All right.
Over to Rico Beard, whose shirt is not teal. It's Caribbean green.
You know what? I'm going to go with the old school Cincinnati Reds.
I love that little baseball, man. Yeah. But artificial intelligence doesn't. Oh. You're out. Over to Kenneth Cott.
Give me the old Winnipeg Jets logo.
Oh, shout out Teemu Selanne, number 15. The hockey stick made the J in Jets.
Wow.
And by the way, what were they thinking when they got back to the league? Hey, look, we're the Royal Canadian Air Force.
Why would they do that? Why wouldn't they just go back to their original logo? That
it's
was great.
Your sport, you tell me. Number 15, Kenny Cott. So on the board so far, we have Rico at number 3, David with number 18, Kenny with number 15. David, to try to take the lead. AI versus human intelligence.
I'm going to take it. I mean, you pull me in with the teal, and I'm going to have to do it. It has to be the Pistons. I know it's not, but it has to be, right?
It is not.
I know.
You are out.
And I'm wasn't the Hornets. Huh?
Evan has a snarl on his face. You're up next.
Yeah, because I'm naming these awesome logos. How about...
But it's up to AI.
The Vancouver Grizzlies.
Number 6.
Yes.
Evan Jenkins. Shout out Big Country Bryant
Reeves.
That's
right.
That's a great guess, Evan. I was trying to pick Pistons better than
that. That's the teal one. Nice job by you. So, 1-1-1-1.
I was going to come back with that.
All right. Over to Rico.
I'm not really feeling this AI. let's go with the Atlanta Falcons Dirty Bird helmet.
Not on the list. Over to Kenny Cott to take the lead.
Give me the Quebec Nordiques.
Kenny Cott, you're a beautiful bastard. Number 10, artificial intelligence respects whatever the hell the Nordique logo
is. Another crap logo.
Is that an igloo? Is it a stick with an igloo? What is the Nordique logo?
Couldn't tell you. It's just very old, and I like it.
Can any hockeynista tell us? Is that an igloo? Is that what that is? Kenny has 2. He has the lead. Over to David.
Go back to the NFL, and I'm going to give you the old Denver Broncos orange D with the Bronco coming out of it?
No, sir.
All right.
I will tell you, as an additional hint, there are 2 logos on this list featuring blue and orange as a color scheme. Blue and orange.
Okay.
Over to Evan Jenkins, looking to tie Kenny Cott.
I'm not going to take that as a clue. I'm going to stick with my guns, and I'm going to say... The Toronto Raptors.
Not on the list. AI does not respect Barney the Dinosaur. Mm. Over to Rico Beard.
You know what? I'm going to swing for the fences.
Baseball?
See what I said, did there.
I do.
I'm going to go with the Detroit Tigers.
Not on the list.
You said blue and orange.
And I don't even think their logo's changed.
Over to Kenny Cott.
Give me the Minnesota North Stars.
Kenny Cott is on fire. Number 7. You know what?
David, what's on his screen?
Now, this is how we know artificial intelligence is garbage, because it lines up with Kenny's intelligence. That's a problem. Kenny has 3.
I mean, on fire.
Well, that and whatever he Googled. So.
No, you wouldn't dare.
I looked up retro hockey logos, Evan. Is that all right? Am I allowed to do that?
Should know him, but just Jack, saying.
He doesn't have the DraftKings list. We go over to Hatchet, looking to stay in the game. Moans don't count.
Let's go with the old school Miami Hurricanes.
Not Orange on the list. You're out. Over to Evan.
All right, I'm going to do another expansion team, this time in baseball, the Tampa Bay Devil Rays.
Not on the list.
I like that logo, too.
It was
I had the logo, but once you said there was no teal, I had to eliminate
that. Over to Rico Beard.
You know what? The Montreal Expos.
Number two on the list.
Rico, that was my next guess.
Rico has two in the top three. You're in the mix. You have two. Kenny has three. David and Evan, one apiece. Over to
but
Kenny.
Mine are higher ranked.
True. Kenny.
But I have more of them. I like the old school Arizona Diamondback, the A with the green and the purple.
Good for you. Not on the list. Over to Hatchet.
Let's go old school Warriors.
Oh, the blue man group with the lightning bolt?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. It was awful. Shout out Andre Kirilenko.
I'm thinking blue and orange now.
Baron Davis days.
Andres Biedrins. Steven Jackson before the strip club incident. Over to Evan.
I'm going to stay in baseball, and I'm going to say it's a classic logo, the Milwaukee Brewers.
Number one in our hearts and number one on the board, Evan Jenkins, the old baseball glove that was an M and a B. Okay.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, I'll do the reveal next. Here's what I want. Ticket texters, give me the best retro logo. If you think you can get some that are on this list that AI generated by way of DraftKings, I will give you the rest of these on the flip side.
I want to know the college. I had a college team, but we'll
you
do that
could
next.
Sit here for 3 days. I don't think you'll get it.
Oh, okay. So that's good.
No, and it's not that it's a small school. It's that it's an obscure logo of a big school.
I'm going to show you what I have.
I don't want to say it.
Whoa. No, save I'm going to leave the room.
Save that for your dentist.
I'm out of here.
Odyssey.com Rewind, if you want our NBA lottery thoughts, corruption, but also how what went down on and off the court last night, I thought really benefited the Pistons, including the Celtics vaporizing. Tatum's going to be gone all of next season. Go and get it. We had a little bit of fun here, both with Bill Belichick, who's just a pinata at this point, but then AI versus human intelligence and some fun with these retro logos. David, what do the ticket texters have to say? I'll see if they've got any of these.
The Chicago White Sox old logo?
No.
Utah Jazz?
No.
Seattle Supersonics?
Yes, but which one?
They didn't clarify.
So this was controversial to me.
The Sonics?
Do you remember the 80s era Seattle skyline yellow and green? But then, do you remember the Gary Payton, Sean Kemp NBA Finals version, early 90s, where for some reason they decided, we're going to throw some pasta sauce in here. Remember the maroon?
Yes, I do.
Sonics with the Space Needle through it, the maroon version. The Gary Payton Sports Illustrated cover version is what made it. That is number four.
That made it over the original?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Never have guessed.
A 1978 New England Patriots logo.
Bruce the Patriot did not make it.
Really?
Did not.
Someone's giving a college guess. The ASU Sparky logo?
I would totally agree with you, but AI doesn't.
Okay.
Not the college logo.
Another college guess here. The old Kentucky logo with the big claw.
Not Kentucky.
Mm.
Also not the right conference.
Okay. The Colorado Avalanche triangle with the mountains.
Did not make the list. Here are the hockey ones.
Yeah.
Okay. You had Rico guess the Whalers at three. You had the Nord Stars at seven. You had the Nordiques, who I still need to know what the hell the logo is. I think it's an igloo, maybe, at 10. You had the Philadelphia Flyers at 12, the Flying P. You had the Jets at 15. At 17, you had the California Golden Seals. You know, Kenny, you like the Art Deco stuff. There you go.
Yeah, that's a deep cut right there.
And
I love
at
that.
At 21, the defunct Atlanta Flames. Those are your hockey.
The fiery A logo?
Yes. Yeah. Great logo. terrible hockey town.
So the Nordiques is not, that's not an igloo at all. It's just an N and an L with a hockey stick.
What?
It says it's not an igloo. It's just an N and an L.
Well, what's the little door? It's got a little door.
This is a red hockey stick with a blue puck sitting on top, leaning on a blue-bordered red N.
I've been lied to my whole life. I thought that was an igloo. Okay, we can keep it rolling. That makes even less sense. Because on the jerseys, the Florida Lee, like the Joe Sakic era Nordiques, they had the Florida Lee. They're cold weather. It's got to be an igloo.
Yeah, nope. It is. It's an N and an L with a...
It's not an L. It's a hockey stick.
Well,
it's a hockey stick. Look at the puck. What are you going to tell me? The thing above it's a pepperoni and not a puck? Let's just keep it rolling.
Blame Canada.
Go ahead, David.
Ticket text, someone says the 1970s throwback Lions logo.
Lions didn't make it. Here are your NFL ones, okay? Kansas City Chiefs. Cleveland Browns, that one I totally disagree with.
The elf? Brown.
I know. I'm not artificial intelligence.
No, the brown helmet or the elf?
The brown helmet.
Ugh.
Not the creepy little elf. Oakland Raiders made it at number 8. Chiefs at 11. Browns at 13. Buccaneers at 18. Those are your NFL ones.
Denver Nuggets, Alex English era. Number
25 on the list.
Wow.
The multicolor skyline, Fat Lever, LaFonso Ellis, Lever. Alex English era Nuggets. Doug Moe coaching.
Someone saying the Cleveland Indians, Chief Wahoo.
Did
logo.
Not make it. But I did read they're in negotiations to bring that back.
I thought that was a fake story, but that's real.
Yes.
I'm so happy. Well, Houston Oilers, we know that wasn't on the list. Someone guessed, you gave all the NHL when they guessed Atlanta Flames.
Yeah, your NBA. No. Nuggets at 25. San Antonio Spurs 80s edition with the orange, turquoise, and pink for no reason. The banner behind the Spur logo. Other NBA, I want to make sure I get all these. Grizzlies at 6. This one you never would have gotten, and it's not your fault, and it's why artificial intelligence cannot be trusted. The Buffalo Braves. Bob McAdoo edition. I know, I didn't make the list, don't yell at me. And Sonics at 4. The college one. Do you want to place your guess?
Have we hit all the blue and orange? Is it the Florida Gators?
No, the two blue and orange. There's three of them with blue and orange. One of them's the college, one of them's a defunct team, and one of them's a baseball team.
Gators?
Not the Gators.
Baseball Auburn. Team.
Auburn Tigers.
Here's your baseball team. It is the old school 1980s where it featured their stadium in the logo, the Houston Astros. Where the Astrodome
logo.
The defunct team was an ABA team. The defunct Miami Floridians. You never would have gotten it. AI can't be trusted. The college one. Here's what I'll tell you. I disagree with it completely. I find this thing creepy. A friend of the show probably likes it. And it's from the ACC. Those are your hints.
Virginia Tech?
Virginia.
No and no.
Oh, Syracuse. Orangeman.
Otto the Orange.
Ugh.
With his silly hat and his demonic eyes. Absolutely not. But AI said yes. There you go.
That was for you, Mike.
That's a Tirico special. But there you go. AI can't be trusted. David, any other ticket texts? And then we can move to our a little blitz.
A lot of people were just guessing Syracuse. There,
okay.
So, yeah.
Just wanted to have some fun with it because here's my thing. People act like AI is this. This list is garbage. AI will not replace human intelligence when it comes to retro throwback logos.
The Tampa Bay Devil Rays.
Wade Boggs era.
Yeah. Not just the Rays, the Devil Rays. And I'm sorry, the Cincinnati Reds with the man.
I like the little guy.
That's fire.
Where he's got the mustache and the baseball and the little stovepipe hat. Yeah, no, I'm with you.
I'll tell you this. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what you say, Kenny. No one in this room. I love the Gordon Fisherman Islanders logo.
Rest in peace, Zygmunt Palfy. All right. There's your logo fun. We'll move on. Schedule release. Everything you need to know. We will get it to you next. And then we may need to have a Trey Hendrickson conversation, but in a different way than yesterday. When an aggrieved player speaks for 22 minutes and begins making threats, I want to reverse engineer something. I want you to tell me why it won't happen. Give me the reason. Give me who to blame or what to blame when Trey Hendrickson's not aligned. And I'll outline some solutions for you. And his quotes are absolutely wild. They are. When a guy starts referencing shark attacks, wait till you hear this. We'll get to it.
You gonna play the whole 20 minutes?
You know what? We'll see everybody tomorrow. Yeah, I'm down. Play it twice.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's a secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.